When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Weekend for the Mets in Atlanta. They get swept. They're now down two with three to play. So it looks like wild card is coming up for the Mets. And the Yankees, they've got the two seed in the American League. And they finish up their regular season with four in Texas starting tonight. Aaron Judge still at 61 home runs. Needs one more to go past Roger Maris. He's got four games in Texas against the Rangers to do it. And a guy that'll be paying very, very close attention to that, because along with being a genius when it comes to politics and news, he is, of course, the editor of the National Review, Politico, NBC. His stuff is often syndicated here in the New York Post. He's also a diehard New York Yankee fan. He is the great Rich Lowry. Rich, the batting average is down to .311. He struck out three times yesterday, so it looks like the Triple Crown is out the door. And now it went from a fait accompli that he break Maris's record to real nail-biting time for guys like you, yes?
Yeah. I still say two home runs. I say 63.
Really? So in the next four games, he's got one today, two tomorrow, and one Wednesday. Two home runs in the next four games against the Rangers.
Yep. Write it down. I guarantee it.
Write it down. I guarantee it.
It's been frustrating. It's been frustrating. Yeah. As we talked last week, you know, I'm obsessed with every single one of these at-bats, and the walks and strikeouts are kind of adding up. Walks, obviously, not his fault, but the strikeouts are particularly frustrating. But I kind of think he's going to get it done. But it'll be a little bit, you know, at least he's tied it. But it'd be a little bit like the Mets, and I'm not saying this to be a jerk. I know you're on red alert if a Yankee fan says anything about the Mets, but it'd be a little bit like leading all season and then you know, coming up short at the end
on the home run
record.
Right, you are a jerk, by the way. You're a jerk.
I did not mean it maliciously.
No, it's okay.
I did not mean it maliciously.
I remember we beat the living. I used to work on WFAN when the Mets had that big game, the big lead with Willie Randolph. And we beat the living daylights out of Willie Randolph when the Mets blew that one. Tom Glavine gave up seven against the Marlins in the first inning. But not a lot of talk here about Buck Showalter, because everybody loves Buck, but the Mets did blow a big lead, just like they did with Randolph.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a little different format this year, but still people will be able to do it out of the wild card. You got two fantastic starting pitchers and a closer, and then you just need a little luck.
Yeah,
but,
two fantastic pitchers who both sucked in Atlanta this weekend.
Yeah.
Anyway, you want to be fantastic, win the big games. Let's get to the other important stuff. Not more important, but important. Hurricane Ian, very, very important. Disaster for the folks down in Florida. 83 dead. That number will be in the hundreds, we're sure, before it's said and done. The rescue mission is underway. Some of the illegal migrants, Venezuelans from New York on their way down there. We'll talk about that in a second. But the vice president, this Kamala Harris, this horrible person, she took this as an opportunity, believe it or not, to talk about equity. I'm not sure if you've heard this, Rich, but this was Kamala Harris yesterday talking about how they're going to help the people down in Florida. Lou, take it away.
It is our lowest income communities and our communities of color that are most impacted by these extreme conditions and impacted by issues that are not of their own making.
And so women.
Absolutely. And so we have to address this in a way that is about giving resources based on equity, understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place. And if we want people to be in an equal place, sometimes we have to take into account those disparities and do that work.
Not enough. It's actually getting a round of applause. Oh, how disgusting was that on the heels of this tragedy to actually make it about race once again? Kamala Harris, African-Americans, Democrats, really coming off despicable in this situation.
Yeah, just what we need, racist DEI hurricane relief. I mean, who would have even thought of it, you know? And this is why she's very likely never to be president of the United States. This is a big national event. It's a unifying event, right? Who likes hurricanes? Who doesn't want to help people who got impacted by hurricanes? And all you need to do is say the appropriate thing. You know, we're going 24/7 to get every single possible aid to everyone we can. And instead, she sounds like the dean of Oberlin College or something. You know, it is disgusting. The DeSantis people immediately, you know, push back, let people know, no, it's not race-based aid. If you're impacted by this, just let us know and let FEMA know. And we're going to get help to you. And, of course, that makes total sense. Who's really going to go bean counting, you know, whether you're black, Latino, white, or whatever? If your home's been destroyed, you need power or clean water. It's ridiculous.
It is gross.
So I don't know where she was speaking, but the idea that she would get applause for that?
I know.
My gosh, was it Berkeley?
Maybe she was a guest on The View. Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar would do the wave for that one. You know, and also going back to last week, you know this, Rich, when there's a shooting, for example, which is gross, and you've got dead kids laying in their classroom, before rigor mortis even sets in, these poor little children, Democrats start yelling about gun control. Well, last week, same thing. Folks are literally swimming, trying to survive this storm. Their houses destroyed. Everything they own is gone. And it took the Democrats 5 seconds to talk about climate control. I mean, what are they thinking?
Yeah. I mean, they were doing it prior to the storm hitting. You know, Amy Klobuchar is like, you got to vote for the Democrats because then we'll do away with hurricanes. At least that's what she implied. I have not looked at the evidence closely. My understanding is, you know, it's all over the map on what effect climate change might be having on storms like this. The press focuses on, you know, the rapid intensification before landfall, which we've seen with some of these, which could be related to the Caribbean and the water down there being warmer. Might be true, but even if it is, you know, we're talking about a real marginal effect. It's nothing new that enormous storms have made landfall in the United States and destroyed a lot of people and caused massive mayhem. But even if that's true, these Democratic climate bills, even the Green New Deal, would make, you know, the slightest effect on global temperature 100 years from now. So you're, one way or the other, you're going to have to deal with this, you know, and just that's my general take on climate change. We're the most advanced adaptive society in world history. You know, build more flood walls if you need to, you know, make the stronger building code if you have to, have better forestry practices out west. But there should be a way for our country, a society like this, to be able to deal with the weather.
Rich, what is the nickname of the University of Miami and Coral Gables football team?
Hurricanes.
That's right. So yeah. Hurricanes to Florida, nothing new.
Good point.
And the second point is, by the way, I don't remember during Hurricane Andrew, which was even worse than this storm, I believe Bill Clinton was president, a Democrat. I don't believe climate control being a big talking point then. So clearly, this is all about politics because hurricanes happen in Florida all the time, evidenced by Miami hurricanes. And there have been some devastating hurricanes. When Democrats have been in charge, nobody said a word.
Sure. Or you know, up in our neck of the woods, Long Island Express, I think it was in the 30s, you know, meteorology was not as good then, so it hit without warning, but absolutely, completely cataclysmic storm, and that's prior to any of the onset of the climate change we're talking
like
about.
I said, if they today end up with 20 inches of snow in West Palm Beach, we can talk. Right now, this is a ridiculous conversation. Let's go on to the presidential conversation. Trump was in Michigan on Saturday. Once again, Rich, the big rally, rabid fans, people going nuts, Newsmax, the whole thing, you know. And he made it a point to call out Letitia James and this ridiculous lawsuit. Now, last I checked, a friend of mine, Michael Henry, is actually beating Letitia James in the polls. That would be a big win, not only because he's Republican, I know him personally and I like him, but that will send a very good message if, in fact, Letitia James loses this next election.
Yeah, that would be a shocker if that happened. But look, this is just not how justice is supposed to work. She promised to go get the guy prior
right?
to taking office. Then she takes office. She's supposed to neutrally enforce the law, you know, going back to Kamala Harris. And then she just delivers on the promise. And it's this big civil suit because she knows a criminal case would be very difficult or impossible to make. And, yeah, did Donald Trump exaggerate all his numbers to favor his interests? Yes. But
so
to,
what?
To,
that,
like
that, by the way, the bank, right, and the bank is
together.
And the bank is the one that has to
yeah,
make
exactly.
that determination, not Letitia James.
Yeah, he's not, you know, he's not gulling me or you. You know, I don't know anything about finance. If someone threw numbers in front of me, I'm like, okay, whatever. I guess I believe you. But these are the biggest and most sophisticated financial institutions in the country he was dealing with. So I'm not sure this case, even as a civil suit, is going to make it.
No, it's not. And the guy that he may be running against, who said last week, I hope I get to run against him again, I would say be careful what you wish for. Joe Biden, your colleague and my dear friend Miranda Devine, today's New York Post, Senile Joe, Our Shame. And it's a picture of Joe looking out into the crowd for a lady, a congresswoman,
yeah.
who's dead.
Yeah, this was painful, you know, and I have I dealt with a dear family member who had dementia. So people often ask me about it, and I'm not an expert, you know, but I lived it. And forgetfulness isn't the thing that a lot of people get worried about. That's normal. It's confusion that is the really bad sign. And this is forgetfulness, obviously verging into confusion. You know, he should know this. He issued a statement, you know, upon her death, and they marked her passing in a whole bunch of other ways. So a Democratic spokeswoman was on Meet the Press yesterday and said this was a slip of the tongue. It was not a slip
no,
of
it's
the
not.
Tongue. It was something else. It's deeply disturbing. I don't like to see it. It doesn't give me any pleasure to see it or to say it, but everyone knows what the score is, and that's why only, you know, something like 34% of Democrats want him to run again, because they see it too.
By the way, he's got like two more years to go. He could do some serious damage in 2 years. He's already done serious damage the first 2 years. You remember that ridiculous conversation about the 25th Amendment with Donald Trump? This right now, this is a case. This would make sense with Joe Biden. It'll never happen, though, will it?
Yeah, well, it'll never happen. It's an incredibly complex mechanism. But you don't – that, you know, that's a constitutional crisis once you're there, and you don't want it to happen. So you want him to be hale and hearty, but the fact of the matter is he isn't. And at least on the ideological stuff, he's going to get the brakes slammed on him from the House and probably in the Senate next year. I still think Republicans are taking the House, and I think the odds are better than 50-50 they take the Senate.
From your mouth to God's ears, Rich, you said three things this morning that I want to see happen. Republicans take the House, Republicans take the Senate, and Aaron Judge hits two home runs over the next 3 days. The least likely of those three to happen is which one? The last
likely.
One.
maybe Judge hitting two. Maybe Judge hitting two.
Okay. Well, we'll see. I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for you. And believe me, when he does it, the first text you get will be from me. So
thanks, buddy.
Thank you for another great appearance. Right. You know how much I love you, Rich. Thank you so much.
All the best.
There he is, the great Rich Lowry, National Review. He is a wonderful writer. He really is.